The next one is there such a thing as a love potion? If so, do you have a simple recipe for one?
Okay. Again, it goes back to that whole binding the wheel thing, but I will talk about love potions.
Okay.
My favorite love potion recipe is a tea. Not only is it effective, but it's very soothing and enjoyable at the same time. I enjoy drinking my tea. Now, I prefer a black tea such as oolong, which is one of my favorite for this potion, although you can use whatever tea as long as it has a base tea without flavoring for your own preferences. Now, this potion should be brewed on a Friday during a waxing moon, Friday, of course, being the day of Venus, and it signifies, the waxing moon signifies the movement from empty to full in your life and in your heart. Now, the recipe, the ingredients, would be about an eighth of a teaspoon of rosemary, 2 teaspoons of black leaves, 1/4 teaspoon of thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, 1/4 teaspoon of nutmeg. You need 3 fresh mint leaves, 6 fresh rose petals, and always remember to use rose petals that haven't been treated with commercial pesticides. You don't want that going into your tea.
Yeah.
6 lemon leaves, 3 cups mineral water, sugar, honey, whatever. Honey, I think, is more natural than sugar. Sugar happens to be a very processed food. So, but if you can't handle honey, then you can add sugar to taste for your tea. Now, you want to place all of these ingredients, except for the water and the sweetener, in either an earthenware or a copper tea kettle. Boil the 3 cups of water and add to the kettle the sugar or the honey that you want to sweeten it for taste.
Yeah.
Now, before drinking this potion, you recite, "By the light of the moon waxing, I brew this tea to bring both love and desire to me." You take a big sip and visualize yourself being flooded with the reddish-pink light of passion, love, and desire, and say, "Goddess of love, hear now my plea. Bring both love and desire to me. So mote it be." Now, if you have a specific love in mind, on the following Friday, you can then make another batch of this potion again and give it to your heart's desire, who should begin to fall in love with you. Myself, I'd rather not be specific. As I mentioned earlier, I really do not believe in binding the will of another person. To me, you're only asking for trouble. Besides, there may be someone even better out there for you than you can even imagine right now. And by binding a specific person to you, you're hindering your chances at a true love that's freely given.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you there. I mean, it's far better to, if you are going to do love spells, it's better to do it in a more general sense rather than target a specific person. And if you do it in a more general sense, the universe kind of has a way of bringing you somebody that you are meant to be with, and that can be far better than someone that you specifically target. Because many times in life, I find we don't really know what we want.
And then when we get it, we really don't want it.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, great.